What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday, May 4th, 2011, middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pau on a Friday, and what we hope will be a calm and relaxing weekend. Not too sure about that. Things just seem to be caroming out of control here. Our own server at whatreallyhappened.com, we're still having to defend ourselves against some denial-of-service attacks, but at the moment, we're up and running, and we're there, and we're blocking these various servers around the world that are being used to try and attack us. Not quite so for Press TV. Iran's TV channel in English is currently not available. Suspected denial-of-service attack over there. Readers are writing in and saying that a lot of the Iranian English-language websites are not available. They're being blocked. They're being cut off. Why is this important? Well, because in the days just before the false flag attack on the World Trade Towers on 9/11, the FBI went around the United States and pulled the plug on all kinds of Muslim charity websites. No explanation was given. Obviously, in hindsight, the FBI wanted to make sure that there was nobody on the Internet able to put out an alternative theory or explanation for what was happening in New York in order to give the, oh, those gosh darn Arab Muslims did it, a chance to become the official legend in the mind of the public. Maybe somebody just snagged another dead cable in the Mediterranean. Maybe somebody intentionally cut a cable. Maybe it's denial of service attacks. But I find it very troubling that all of a sudden, with such an obvious push to enlarge the war on oil, that we're seeing these English language Iranian websites are suddenly not available. And I did want to call attention to that fact. Now, in the aftermath of the phony dead bin Laden photos, we've had two more of them show up just in the last 24 hours. We had one that came out late last night, was very quickly exposed as a fraud. They used a clip from a frame from the movie Black Hawk Down as one of the elements going into this fraud. And then earlier today, a third fake Osama picture surfaced where they had somebody who'd been shot by one of our snipers in Iraq, and they had pasted the real Osama's mouth and beard onto the lower portion. We've got all of that at whatreallyhappened.com, basically showing all these frauds that are going out there. They're test marketing. They're test marketing these situations out there. And they're putting out photos. They're trying to find one that the public will say, oh, yes, that's really the dead Osama bin Laden. And then that will say, oh, yeah, that was the real one. And gosh darn, somebody leaked it. And all this morning, we have been seeing these discussions by the talking heads in the media about should the White House release the photos. And everybody's hemming and hawing. And we have all these White House officials saying, oh, yes, I've seen the photo. And trust me, it's really him. Trust, that's a real tall order in this day and age, post-Saddam's nuclear bombs era. Trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback, and we have had way too many lies to trust this government about anything at all. And probably as a result of that complete lack of credibility and having to change their story over and over again, the White House has finally announced that they're not going to release the Osama bin Laden death photos. And the story was originally, first of all, I mean, I'm not kidding you. The president said this. Conspiracy theorists around the world will just claim the photos are doctored anyway. And yeah, we probably would, because they haven't found a decent Photoshop artist so far. And then he went on to say the real risk that releasing the photos will only serve to inflame public opinion in the Middle East. I'm sorry, the U.S. government dropped this guy's body in the sea. They just dumped the body at the ocean. That's going to inflame Muslim public opinion in the Middle East. And on top of which, if you're worried about inflaming Muslim public opinion in the Middle East, stop bombing their countries. After years and years of dropping bombs and cruise missiles and drone attacks on Arab Muslims all over the Middle East and Africa, the picture of a dead body is not really going to change their opinion about the United States by very much. And as soon as we pointed that out, they changed the story. Now it's national security. We can't release the pictures. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this laughable, and I emphasize the word laughable, nonsense about getting bin Laden last Sunday, when most people around the world know that Osama bin Laden died of natural causes in December of 2001, when he was no longer really of any use to the United States government, because he was the super arch villain of 9/11, and he was already dying of cancer and lung problems, and he basically, you know, slipped away in December of 2001, and he had a very nice funeral, and the funeral was announced in all the foreign press. It just wasn't here. Actually, it was. Fox News did report that bin Laden had died, but the U.S. government said, you know, bin Laden dead is really, you know, we can't do anything with that, but if we keep telling everybody bin Laden is alive, and we have all these you know, videotapes and audio tapes with fake bin Ladens, then we can use them to justify invading other countries and stealing their oil, and we can use the ghost of bin Laden to justify the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA and the groping and the fondling and the seizing of your laptops and all these fun things that we can do as long as we have this evil villain out there to wave at the American people. Okay? Osama bin Goldstein, for those of you who remember 1984. So it was actually reported on Fox News that the real bin Laden had died in December 2001, and all the bin Ladens since then have been denounced and exposed as fakes. It's just a giant hoax. It's wag the dog, for real, is really what's going on here. So now we're at this situation where Barack Obama is desperate to renew American support for all these wars on other people's oil. He's certainly looking for something he can use as a campaign platform going into 2012, because he certainly can't run on the economy. He can't run on his campaign promises from 2008. He can't run on the way he handled the Gulf oil disaster. He certainly can't run on the conduct of the existing wars. He can't run on the use of torture and any of the rest of that stuff, although they're trying to say, see, torture is justified. We got the evil one. And they're just milking this thing for all that it's worth. They really are. But they're already having to back up. The White House is basically struggling to get the story right. They gave out one version. People say, no, that doesn't make sense. All right, would you believe this? And they go on to this situation. And now we're basically down to Colonel Mustard with the Navy SEALs in the bedroom. And they keep changing the story. And they keep having to backtrack. And now they're saying, well, we really don't have any pictures, national security, blah, 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 blah. You know, tomorrow, I'm sure they'll come out and say that Osama bin Laden was really terribly depressed for several weeks, and he finally killed himself in Fort Marcy Park. I mean, that's how absurd this thing is going. Now they're admitting that Osama was unarmed. 10 years in a grave will do that to you. He was probably not only unarmed, but unlegged, unnosed, un-eyed, untongued, unteethed, unnerved, certainly. And, you know, what's really interesting, though, is they're going through all these stories about, you know, did Osama have an AK-47? Was he using his wife as a human shield? We were told in the original story that the White House was watching what was going on in a live feed from a TV camera on a Navy SEAL's helmet. We've got that wonderful little photo of everybody in the Situation Room staring off camera with a very serious look on their face and a suspiciously pixelated document in front of Hillary Clinton. They're all supposed to be watching exactly what's going on during the raid, and they still don't know what's going on. They still don't know whether or not he had a gun or whether or not he was using this woman as a shield. You know, this is getting really, really, really thin, and people are laughing at it. They're making jokes about it all over the world. This is funny. The world is laughing at the White House, and justifiably so. Now, why this matters, and this is not gloating. This is not gloating, and this is not dancing and saying, yee-haw, we did it. Okay. What is important here and why this matters? If we can shake the confidence of the White House propagandists, if we can make them doubt their ability to successfully lie to the public, if we convince them they might not be believed when they shovel this manure at us, they might call off the next false flag attack. Maybe. I know they're desperate. But they're not going to take a chance if they don't think the majority of people are going to believe them. They might call it off. They might even call off the world war. I know there's a lot of pressure. Get the war going. Netanyahu's over here saying, get Iran, kill Iran, kill them, get everybody going. And they're just in a complete panic to get this war going. But if we can make them doubt that they'll be believed, we might avoid the next false flag. And right now, the fact that they've pulled back, that they've changed their story a couple of times, that they're now pulling back from saying they've got photos that prove that it's Osama bin Laden, we've rattled them. You and I and all of the Americans who are dedicated to the idea of truth, we have rattled the White House. And now they're not so sure anymore. They're not so cocky about being able to simply say whatever they want to the American people and be believed. I mean, if you look at the TV networks are acting like this is a done deal. And, of course, you know, the government is hiring people, public relations firms, and that new software to go on all the online forums to say, oh, yes, we believe it was really Osama bin Laden. But put down that TV remote, you know, stop looking at these manufactured identities in the social networks and go out and start talking to real people in the real life world. And you're going to find, probably, because that's what I'm finding around here, most people aren't buying this story. Most people already knew that the real Osama bin Laden has been dead for almost 10 years. And most people aren't going to believe anything this White House says anyway. The assumption going in is that everything coming out of the White House is an absolute lie. And I think maybe the White House is finally beginning to understand that the fundamental nature of information flow in our society has irrevocably changed. This is not the height of the Cold War, the 1950s and the 1960s, where the government could say any complete nonsensical idea at all, you know, John Kennedy was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, and just have everybody accept it at face value. Those days are gone forever in this post-Saddam nuclear age. And now the burden of proof is on the government to prove that they're being truthful, and they're coming up short. I think Barack Obama either took a desperate gamble to revive his political fortunes, and he's losing, or he walked into somebody's trap, and I'm still not sure which one that is. But obviously, this is not going the way they wanted, and we've rattled the confidence of those who think that they can lie this nation into another war. They're desperate. They could still try a false flag attack, but I'll bet you right now they're having second thoughts about it. I'll bet you they're having second thoughts about that right now. Somebody wrote in and said, you know, don't you believe in the USA? Aren't you going to, you know, my country, right or wrong, and all this other stuff, and basically came down to a simple question. Am I willing to let the USA collapse to avoid a global thermonuclear war? Heck yeah. Wouldn't you? Because we're going to lose World War III anyway. So if it comes down to a choice between allowing the United States to collapse and allowing it to be defeated in a global war that lays waste to half the planet, you tell me which is the lesser of two evils. So, you know, we're back to this thing where the White House is doing that Maxwell Smart thing. Would you believe it was a Boy Scout with rabies? And it's all a big joke. Now, as a measure of how desperate and panicked the White House is that this story is crumbling, the FBI is now issuing warnings. Don't go to any websites that talk about the bin Laden photos because they're all infected with viruses. You know, don't go to those troublemaking conspiracy blogs. Only go to the network news and only go to the White House, and don't look at any of those other websites, because if you go to those other websites that show how those photos were faked, you know, your computer will be infected with viruses, your credit card numbers stolen, your floors will get waxy yellow buildup, your DVDs will self-destruct, your 401k vanish, your daughters will be stampeded, and your cattle raped. And it's a Hail Mary pass. It's an act of desperation to try and keep people, American people, from going out on the net and finding out that, yeah, guess what? The government lied one more time. Ooh, big news shock that one is. And that you can smell the fear wafting across the Potomac. They know they have overstepped. They know they have blown this one big time. I think maybe if they hadn't been spending so much time in their little ivory marble towers, you know, and if they'd actually gone out there and started talking to real Americans instead of listening to the wishful thinking of their internal polls, they might have understood that they've got a credibility crisis of mammoth proportions. And it's all of their own making. It's all of their own making. The days when you could lie to the people, and then in another couple of weeks you could lie to them again and get away with it, and wait a couple of weeks and lie to them again, those days are gone forever, because we all have a collective memory of all the lies that we've been told. Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor. All of these lies, all the lies about how the economy was going to turn around and be wonderful for all Americans, where it's really only wonderful for the top 2% of the population. And here's where all the lies come back to haunt the government. Because every time President Obama or President whoever, doesn't really matter, it's not just Obama, anytime anybody in that White House opens their mouth, the American public, by and large, are going to assume that it's another load of USDA choice bovine excrement. The presumption is it's a lie and a hoax. And they're going to go out and they're going to look at the available evidence looking for the signs that it's a lie and a hoax. And none of the propaganda put out by the U.S. government is designed to survive a critical analysis. All the propaganda goes out on the assumption that the American public are conditioned to simply accept it as the truth, to accept it at face value. And that used to work in the 1950s and 1960s, height of the Cold War. Doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work anymore. And that is why we have everybody on the blogs and the internet are looking at this latest hoax from the U.S. government, and they're easily seeing the signs of deception. It doesn't take a brilliant genius to spot all the problems and all the signs of fraud and fake. Everybody's doing it. Little kids on their iPads are doing it. We see the lies. It's like when you're at a magic show and the magician makes one mistake, and from then on, you're looking for where he's making the mistakes, and you see every single trick that he does. I used to be a professional magician. I know how that works. The first time you mess up, that's it for the show. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So basically where we are right now, the United States government is trying to make a big world-changing media event out of going into somebody else's country without permission, without informing them of what was going on, kicking in the door on a house, and apparently shooting an unarmed man in cold blood without giving him a chance to surrender, and certainly not giving him a chance for his trial before a jury of his peers. We obviously know it's not the real Osama bin Laden, but if we were to stipulate that it was, doesn't he deserve his day in court instead of being shot in the head and have the body dumped in the ocean? I mean, remember, the FBI said there was no evidence connecting Osama bin Laden to 9/11. Bin Laden himself, on the last confirmed audio tape interview, denied having anything to do with it. So are we not a nation that before we exact capital punishment on somebody requires conviction by a jury, sentencing by a jury, and a proof of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt? The entire case against Osama bin Laden rests on press releases and tortured confessions, which is probably why they're out there trying to say, see, torture works. We got him to confess to what we shot him for. This is not an image of the United States of America that I find at all attractive. We're supposed to be a nation of laws and principles enshrined in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We have a government that has basically gone out and done full frontal assassination on some poor victim on the other side of the world that we don't really know who it was, but we have serious reason to doubt it's who they're saying it is. And they blasted him away on TV, dumped the body at sea, and they think that they are supposed to be heroes. Not to me, they're not. You want to find a war criminal, President Obama? You look in the mirror. Shot a man in cold blood without giving him a chance to surrender and face a trial. And the media is telling us, see what a great thing it is. It's very cool. We can just walk into any place in the world and just blow somebody away. You know, even Time magazine at one point, a few years ago, was saying, is there any evidence against bin Laden? We know from that documentary that the BBC produced that bin Laden's organization was bought and paid for by the United States of America. It was crafted. It was a hoax. It was concocted. It was all a false front operation. Remember, Osama bin Laden, his family is very good buddy-buddies with the U.S. government. His older brother, Salim bin Laden, was business partners with George Bush in Arbusto Energy. We could ask Salim about that, but he died in a small plane crash. Golly gee whiz, how that does happen. The bin Laden family, who are heavily into construction, are still getting taxpayer dollars to work on American military bases all across the Middle East. That sound like really the enemy of the United States of America, or was it just a family who had, you know, a kid who wanted to go out and play jihadi? And he worked for the United States in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. Osama bin Laden started out as an American asset in Charlie Wilson's war. You know what they say, once CIA, always CIA. You don't leave the agency. Certainly true here. All right, turning over here to the economy. Before we get any further, though, of course, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and answering the phones. Here in the United States of America, in news that Barack Obama is probably hoping you're not paying attention to while he waves Osama bin photoshopped at you, one in seven Americans is now receiving food stamps. One in seven Americans are unable to feed themselves without government assistance programs. 14.3% of the population. That is worse than it ever was in the so-called Great Depression of the 1930s. We have to start calling it the second greatest depression. We're in the big one right now. This is it, right here. Now, the government, of course, is talking about the debt ceiling. That's something else they're doing, what they're hoping you're not going to be paying attention to. Most Americans are opposed to raising the debt ceiling. They just see the debt going up, and they see their future generations enslaved to this debt. That's what debt is supposed to do. It enslaves you. The essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, individuals or nations, slaves to debt. And every time Congress raises that debt ceiling, it's another generation of your descendants who will be enslaved to that debt. And most Americans are saying, enough is enough. If you can't turn the debt problem around, it is time for this government to go out of business and make way for a government with much better fiscal sense. And so the government is going to ultimately raise the debt ceiling because they're not going to walk out of Sodom on the Potomac. They like hanging out in all those marble buildings. They like having all those interns running around that they can grab and fondle and treat like, you know, the TSA treats you at the airline gates, except in the case of the interns, they're a little more willing, I guess. They want the party to go on forever, and they don't care who has to pay for it. Because they're money junkies, just like the ones on Wall Street, just a different category, same thing. What I want to know right now, when they're talking about raising the debt limit and all the poverty and everything, why, oh, why, oh, why will President Barack Obama not go back to the Pentagon and try and find that missing $3 trillion? Remember September 10th, 2001? Donald Rumsfeld gets up there and says, oh, we're missing $2.3 trillion. No idea where it went. A couple of months before that, it was another trillion that had gone missing. Let's go back and find that money. Does the country not need that money right now? Should the Pentagon not make good on all that money that belongs to the people they have mislaid? Why are we expected to accept further starvation? Because the Pentagon just sort of mislaid $3 trillion of your tax dollars. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm getting emails from readers and listeners right now. Apparently, shortly after I mentioned that Press TV's English language website seemed to be unavailable here, all of a sudden, magically, it came back to life, apparently, with a lot of these other Iranian English language websites. So, probably just a coincidence, I'm sure. All right, moving right along here. Biggest story in the market is the U.S. currency crash. According to Keith McCullough, CEO of Hedgeye Risk Management, over at CNBC. And again, this is something else the U.S. government doesn't want you paying attention to as they wave Osama bin Photoshopped at you. The dollar is starting to head into that final death plunge. It's hitting, again, I think it's a three-month low now in terms of its exchange rate to other countries. The U.S. government's trying to prop up this unproppable paper money against the loss of trust by the rest of the world and Ben Bernanke's printing press. You can't have it both ways. You cannot have Ben Bernanke printing up all this paper money to pour all over Wall Street and then expect everybody to go on treating the dollar as if it's still worth what it was when they signed Bretton Woods. It just doesn't work that way. It's wishful thinking to think otherwise, and the stuff is just... it's plummeting. You know, a lot of people are saying, I want to back up here a little bit about this thing about Osama bin Photoshopped. Oddly enough, the White House and I are in agreement on one key detail. Bin Laden is dead. I've been saying he's been dead, and a lot of other people have been saying he's been dead since the end of 2001. Now the White House is saying, well, he's dead as of last Sunday. Didn't we do good? All right, well, if he's dead, then can you please take your hands out of my underwear at the airports? I mean, if all that has been done to our Bill of Rights, to our privacy, to our computers, to our phones, to our GPS units, all of that was justified on this evil villain out there, Osama bin Photoshopped. And he's gone now. So we don't need this stuff anymore. And, of course, all the people who are making money on the security industrial complex are saying, no, no, there's going to be revenge. We've got to do more. And I'm not kidding you. The TSA has announced they're going to start running their little portable checkpoints at shopping malls. Okay, now I want you to think about this for just a little bit. Yeah, it's more employment for the sexual perverts of society. But these shopping malls are already inside the United States of America. Everybody going into the shopping mall has already been through the TSA grope fest just to get into the country. Why do they need to be groped again? Other than as a jobs program for ex-Catholic priests and rejects from the fast food restaurants. It doesn't make any sense to have to do this a second time. I went through this at the airport to get here. I don't need to go through it every time I go to the shopping mall. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. This is going to be the end of retail in the United States of America. It's already under huge strain because nobody has any money to spend. And these days when you go into the store, they never have what you want to buy anyway. You know, it's always, well, we don't carry that anymore. You'll have to order it online. You know, I don't even bother going into Radio Shack anymore. Every time I go in there and ask for something I need, they'll say, oh, we don't have that, but we have these nifty little crawling robot bugs to play with. That's not what I want. I needed a replacement part for my audio setup. Well, we don't carry those anymore. You'll have to order it online. And so, yeah, I'm ordering everything online. Why do I need to go to a shopping mall anymore? And if they start groping us and groping our kids and dropping our laptops and going through our purses and wallets and our cellular phones and digital players again, that'll be the death knell for shopping malls and retail in this country. But as long as Michael Chertoff is getting his checks, I guess no sacrifice is too great to keep the owners of those X-ray scanner machines happy and well-paid. And remember, those TSA scanners are putting out 10 times the radiation that TSA said they were. And Johns Hopkins University and MIT and a bunch of other institutions have studied those machines and said they are causing damage to DNA in your skin. Those X-ray machines, those terahertz scanners, would not be allowed in hospitals. They are that unsafe. They would not meet the minimum safety requirements for being used in a hospital. And yet you're supposed to be exposed to it every time you go on a bus, every time you go on an airplane, every time you go on a train, every time you go down to the shopping mall. We are looking at a legacy of cancer. Remember what happened with those shoe store fluoroscopes in the 1930s and 1940s. Everybody had those things in the shoe stores. And then in the 1950s and 60s, all the shoe store salesmen started dying of cancer. Now the machines had to go away. Gee, we're sorry. We just didn't understand it was a problem back then. Same thing right now. All right, we're going to go take a few phone calls here. Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, sir. I do believe that I call him by the initials Arrogant Jerk because I get the impression that although he does on the whole good work, he's got some character flaws he needs to deal with. But recently, AJ was saying that they took bin Laden's body out of the freezer, and, oh, look what we found. And, you know, I don't take it that just because AJ says something, that's the end of it. I know and I trust that which I can authenticate. And, you know, his saying it doesn't make it untrue. Neither of us believe the official story, but you believe they found somebody else to, you know, just like they found some actor in this fake video.
The first thing I want to say is I suspect AJ may have been joking about that because that's a joke that a lot of people have talked about over the last several years that they're keeping bin Laden in a freezer someplace. They aren't. He had a funeral. He was buried. We know approximately where that is. But as far as what the story is, starting with the report that we got out of Pakistan media and the China News Agency, the guy that was being passed off as Osama bin Laden was actually killed by the Pakistani military earlier in the day when they were trying to find a group that had shot down one of their helicopters. There was a firefight. This guy was killed, and apparently people standing around said, oh, we think that was Osama bin Laden. And so it went out on the radio nets. We may have killed Osama bin Laden. The U.S. sent in a helicopter and grabbed the body and vanished. The next thing you know, we've got this staged raid on the compound.
And
the U.S. trying to, and basically that's where this all seems to have come from. Now, whether
I'm not claiming to know one way or the other. All I know is I have no reason to trust, because I don't remember the detail when they were standing in some public place, and Winston, who was with the Ministry of Truth, we've always been at war with, I forget, was it East Asia or Eurasia, but basically things shifted, and then it's like, oh, crap, now we've got to change history, but we're not going to admit that we're changing history. But basically that's what happened, where, oh, we're supporting the Mujahideen fighting against Russian imperialism, and, you know, basically with 9/11, we've always been at war with, do you remember which one it was? But like I said,
it was East Asia. It was East Asia, and we're seeing that right now with Pakistan, because Pakistan was our friend. And now all of a sudden they're talking about going into Pakistan, and Pakistan is bad. Pakistan was hiding Osama. Pakistan can't be trusted. We're seeing that right before our very eyes. Pakistan is the new East Asia.
Yeah, and so we're on the same page that we've got to critically evaluate to see what actually makes sense in the light of things that we can authenticate. But, you know, I've dealt with some real, I don't know how to explain. Basically, they're assuming that I have a burden of proof regarding, well, that you say that there wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. Well, what happened to the plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon? And I say, look, in order to find out that the answer to that question, we need to have a real investigation, because I don't have the power to compel witnesses.
Well, you know something, I'm going to disagree with you. First of all, you know, I think the plane really did hit the Pentagon. And second, I'm not going to call for a new investigation, because it's just another opportunity for the government to waste taxpayer dollars.
I don't mean another cover-up. I mean one that...
Okay, let me get in here a little bit. I am past the point of demanding new investigations about anything, because it's just another excuse for the government to waste our tax dollars with another dog and pony show to lie to us. What we all need to understand and accept is the government is lying to us, and the fine details don't matter. What are we going to do about it? We cannot go on living underneath a government that lies to us to such an extent. We can't know what's really going on in the world. We can't know what is really legal or not. We're now coming to grips with the fact that the entire income tax is based on an amendment that was never actually ratified. Talk about huge lies that serve the money junkies.
Yeah, so it's one thing I've taken. Ron Paul, when he was in Atlanta a while back, he got thunderous applause when he called for repealing the 16th Amendment, and so people couldn't hear me call out, well, how can you repeal what was never ratified? And he said it a second time, and then I repeated my statement, how can you repeal what was never ratified? And it wasn't that I had a chance for any kind of in-depth interview, but I asked him, you know, why, you know, it wasn't ratified, how can you call for repealing it? And he said, well, that's just where things are in Washington. And I think we need to raise the debate. And I believe in, you know, I'm a restorationist.
Let me insert in here, because we're dealing with this other situation. Ron Paul has a lot of good qualities, but he is a professional politician, and he is playing the game by going along with the official mythology. Because what Ron Paul wants to do is he wants to promote his career within the existing system. He's not ready to challenge the legitimacy of the system as a whole. So he's not going to get into areas where the resulting scandal would actually bring down the entire government. If 90% of the American people came to understand that the 16th Amendment was never ratified, that's the kind of thing that results in governments being pulled down. If the American people ever came to understand that the Mossad and CIA were behind 9/11, that's the kind of thing that is going to pull the government down. Ron Paul is drinking the Kool-Aid regarding the guy who got killed last Sunday. He's basically play-acting as if that really was Osama bin Laden. And for that, I'm questioning whether or not I want to support him going into 2012. Because at some point...
I would offer an alternative, and that is that he was friends with Larry McDonald, and there's a stretch of freeway out here that's named after him, the Larry McDonald Freeway. And Larry McDonald was very bold. They couldn't bribe him. They couldn't blackmail him. They couldn't shut him up. So they murdered him along with everyone else on Korean Airlines 007. So I get the way I try to look at it, you know, because I don't believe in negatively presuming people's motives. What goes on inside a person's head is between them and the Creator, and I prefer to look at it, that Ron Paul knows that he's walking in a minefield, and he knows that if he doesn't watch his step, he's going to, he's already been marginalized. I can appreciate your concern that I wish he was a bit more bold and aggressive about challenging certain things, but I believe that he's just watching his step, knowing that he's already
probably already a factor, but of course his notoriety and his fame are protecting him on that one as well. When you're a politician and you're trying to work within the system, you have to play within the official legends. And Ron Paul, for all of his good qualities, doesn't have the moxie to stand up and say, I don't think Arab Muslims had anything to do with 9/11. He's not going to stand up there and say the real bin Laden has been dead for almost 10 years. He's still trying to play within the system. That actually, to me, is kind of a negative situation here. One final note before we take our next caller. The Flight 007, I've looked at that. There are easier ways to intentionally kill people. That just was a tragic accident along the same lines as when the USS Vincennes shot down the Iranian passenger jet. Bad data on the computers, too quick on the button, wrong people got hit. And pilot error. That plane should not have been where it was when it was shot down here. All right, let's go to Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Brother Mike. All right, make this real quick. Three quotes from two different people. You don't think that photograph itself is going to make any difference? There are going to be some folks who deny it. The fact of the matter is you won't see bin Laden on the face of the earth again. Well, you won't produce a picture because you can't. They know that the technology can't produce a foolproof picture. So there's that one. It's important to make sure that very graphic photos of somebody who was shot in the head are not floating around as an incitement to additional violence. I think that given the graphic nature of these photos, it would create some national security risks. I don't recall exactly how many times bin Laden's been killed, but didn't they say this every time? And here's point.
Yeah.
You would think, as much as they paraded Hussein around when they dug him out of the rat hole, as much as they paraded him around, and never do I ever recall him threatening the United States. Okay.
Yeah, look at his sons, Saddam's sons. I mean, they put them on public display, and they were shot, and they were seriously shot up. John Dillinger, they machine gunned him. They left him on public display.
Yeah, but here's the guy committed the most heinous crime against the American people, and you just whisk him away, or you don't want to incite violence. Wait a minute. You dumped his body in the ocean. To these people, that's like flushing Osama bin Laden down the Al-Qaeda.
Well, this idea that we're going to enrage the Arab Muslim population, we're already bombing them. Don't you think they're enraged enough? Do you really think a picture is going to make them any angrier than they already are? They're watching
exactly.
Their friends and
family.
They're watching.
But the
Lee, these people in the Middle East and across Africa now are watching their friends and neighbors and children blown to bloody bits before their very eyes, and the shrapnel is all stamped made in the USA. Do you really think a picture of Osama bin Laden is going to affect that degree of rage and anger at the American government right now?
Yeah, it's disgusting. And the final point was, Obama came out and he said this the day before he's supposed to go visit with family members from September 11th and delay a week. Oh my God, you want to talk about a slap in the face?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to respond to this type of behavior. How callous can you be to come out with something like that the day before you're supposed to go try to console the people who have been hurt the most by this?
It's all theater and it's all show, and they're thinking solely in terms of public relations thinking, looking good for this, looking good for that, and they're not really thinking about how this is going to be perceived. They're listening to the public relations people who are there to make money, to lie to the American people on behalf of the government, and the PR people say, let's do this. Let's wrap it in this symbol. Let's package it with this. Let's put it with this. And, you know, it's like when you go to the supermarket and you see all these products that are wrapped in really good packaging, but you know inside the product is no good. Public relations is the same way. There's a lot of fancy presentation and wrapping and decoration, but it doesn't mean that what's inside is really going to be accepted by the public, and the same thing is true here. I got to let you go because we're going to have a guest on the second hour, and I got to get one more phone call before we're off the show. So we're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how are you doing, Mike? You know, the thing is about the U.S. government, they're crisis junkies. If there is no crisis, they got to make one up.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's not that they're crisis junkies. They need to manufacture crises to keep the American people under control. When the Soviet Union collapsed and they lost that big, bad commie threat to wave at us, they've been trying to come up with one enemy after the other to keep the war on something going, to be able to keep on controlling the American people with fear, and mostly to keep on looting us for money. When the Soviet Union collapsed and everybody said the Cold War is over, we can start spending money on schools and hospitals and everything, and the government said, wait a minute, no, we've got a war on poverty and a war on drugs and a war on carbon dioxide and a war on terror. And it's just an endless stream of these manufactured crises and enemies with which to loot the people and to exert their control over our lives. I mean, the carbon Nazis are already coming back, again, screaming about Arctic ice is melting faster than ever. And yet, when we have a real disaster, a real crisis like the Gulf oil spill or Fukushima, the government runs around, flaps its arms and says, oh, it's not really a big problem. We don't need to look at this. And they go right back to basically selling you solutions to boogeymen that they themselves have created. That's all they know how to do. They don't actually know how to solve any real problems. They can't even keep the trains on the tracks and keep the bridges from collapsing in this country. It's how inept they've become.
Well, you know, the thing is, I found out when this thing was staged, I'm like, where can you get a crowd that just be up in front of the White House close to midnight and have Geraldo Rivera there reporting on it?
Well, you know, we got a confirmation from one of the British papers, the Courier, that the crowds had actually assembled before Obama's speech, and that tells you right there it was organized. I mean, there are companies that. Hang on, are we on our break? We're skipping the break. That's what I get for looking at the clock. The crowds were assembling there at New York and Washington, D.C., in front of the White House, even before the president made the announcement on TV, which tells you its schedule. There are companies that do this, rent a ruckus or rent a crowd. We documented not to rent a mob. We documented an instance where the White House was going to Backstage Magazine and running casting calls for people to sit in on Obama's town hall meetings. So when you see Obama at a town hall meeting and everybody's behind him going, yay, they're not ordinary citizens. They're actors and actresses who are hired and paid to be there. They get like $35 and a box lunch to sit there and say yes, and they get their flag to wave and all the rest of it. And it's a joke, and it's all theater, and it's all a fraud, whether it's manufactured audiences in the town hall meetings or these manufactured identities that they're now pouring onto the social network sites to try and convince everybody that the majority of Americans still support the war machine, the majority of Americans still want to have their crotches groped at the airport, the majority of Americans still believe that what really was Osama bin Photoshopped who died on the last weekend. They're spending endless amounts of money, all of it borrowed on your chit, I might add, to lie to you. And the government is not legally allowed to lie to you. It's not in the Constitution. They've exceeded their constitutional authority when they carry out such hoaxes. And on that point alone, Obama is impeachable. Congress won't do it. They're just as guilty.
Well, I hope those rent-a-mobs sure enjoy their boxed lunches from Monsanto. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, that's probably where they got it. Actually, it's Gulf Coast seafood. They couldn't get the troops to eat it, so they're going to feed it to these crowds that they hired to stand in front of the White House. Prove the Gulf seafood is good and eat it on camera. And they eat it and go home and get sick here. All righty. Thank you very much, George. Okay. I'm not sure exactly what that was. All right. We're coming up here. We've got about a few minutes left in hour number one. During hour number two, Tracy Long, the attorney who specializes in foreclosures, is going to be joining us. We want to talk about a very disturbing series of indications that the U.S. government is getting ready to basically hand the entire mortgage banking industry a get-out-of-jail-free card. We've had Ben Bernanke over at the Federal Reserve insisting that there were no improper foreclosures, which we know is an absolute lie. There were people being foreclosed, didn't even have mortgages. That whole mortgage electronic registration system was just throwing the papers up, and as they came down, some paper mill would notarize them, send them out. People were being evicted from homes that were fully paid for. That's how absurd it was. And now it looks like the government is just going to do a get-out-of-jail-free card. That congressman who was supposed to be spearheading this 50-state campaign just got a huge campaign donation from Bank of America. Gee, I wonder what kind of a job he's going to do getting at the bottom of this fraud closure business. Probably none. All righty, moving right along. Fukushima is again showing very alarming signs. TEPCO has been looking, taking radiation samples 20 and 30 meters into the soil under the power station. And they're finding the radiation is down there. It is 1,000 times above normal level. And this is why I was saying right from the start, entombment was never going to work, because Fukushima is right at the shore of the Pacific Ocean, and it doesn't matter what you put over the top of the reactors. The radiation, the contaminated water, the fission byproducts are simply going to percolate down through the soil and leach out into the Pacific Ocean through the seabed. Hundreds of yards offshore it's going to happen, and it's happening now, and that's what this latest test is showing. The radiation is leaving the power station. It is going down into the ground, and from there it can go wherever the local geology is going to allow it to go. Now, here's what is really alarming. Remember we reported a couple of weeks ago how the FDA, in a press conference up in Alaska, had said, we don't need to test Alaskan seafood or Pacific seafood for radiation. We just know that it's perfectly safe for Americans to eat. Well, today the Environmental Protection Agency has announced they're going to stop their radiation monitoring. They're only going to issue press releases when there is a noticeable change that they feel the public needs to know about. And remember, this is the same EPA that told the Ground Zero emergency workers at the ruins of the World Trade Towers that the air was safe to breathe. And those workers who trusted the EPA are now all sick and dying. And every time they die, the government comes in and says, oh, no, no, this had nothing to do with 9/11. They died of extreme depression, or they died of undetermined, or the Roswell aliens came down and killed them, or whatever, in order to keep the lid on this thing. But the EPA is not looking out for you. The EPA is all about putting the imprimatur of environmentalism over government policy. And it's been that way ever since Richard Nixon set it up. So they can't solve the problem. And what they're going to do is they're going to stop looking. Everybody, the governments are simply raising these safety limits by a factor of 20. So they can say, oh, it's not a problem. According to our new adjusted guidelines, you know, radiation enough to make you glow is not really bad for you. It's good for you. If you don't eat radioactive seafood, the terrorists will have won. And that's really what it's all about. If the people of the world decide that they don't trust radioactive seafood or seafood that's soaked in oil and corrects it, then there isn't enough food to feed all the humans on planet Earth. And that is just the ugly reality that we're all dealing with. Remember what I said yesterday about going out and just start planting vegetables everywhere, open ground. They're not yours. They belong to everybody collectively. If you start doing that, we might get through this crisis. We're going to take a station identification. We'll be back here with our guest, Tracy Long.
Gold, ever climbing as the